Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. In the dim corners of our world, in the darkest recesses of our minds, tales of horror wait, eager to be told. Tonight, we dive deep into a tale that's been whispered on the wind and shared in hushed tones around campfires. Grab your blankets, dim the lights, and let's journey into the unknown. The evening's gentle embrace clung to the small town near Labyrinth Grove, where tendrils of fog curled around ancient oaks, their leaves a riot of oranges, reds, and browns. The wind carried a whisper, a memory of ages gone, that rustled the trees and hinted at stories untold. Jack, Miel, Leo, and Clara sat in a clearing, their faces intermittently lit by the dancing flames of a campfire. Shadows loomed large, playing on the trees, turning each into a silent spectator. The scent of burning wood mixed with the earthiness of fallen leaves, filling their senses. The night was alive, and the distant hoot of an owl was its pulse. Clara's voice, soft but insistent, wove tales of haunted houses and ethereal apparitions. Every now and then, Mia would chime in, adding her own embellishments. Jack, ever the skeptic, would snort in disbelief, while Leo's eyes sparkled with mischief. Suddenly, the snap of a twig interrupted them. Emerging from the mist was Mrs. Donovan, an old local with skin etched by time and silver hair that cascaded down her back. She had the appearance of one who held secrets, and tonight, she seemed inclined to share one. "You speak of ghosts and ghouls," she began, her voice like the distant chime of a bell. "But do you know of the candlelit maze?" Jack shifted uncomfortably while Mia cast a nervous glance around. Clara and Leo exchanged a look. The story of the maze was a childhood specter for everyone in the town. Mrs. Donovan continued, "Every Halloween, when the veil between worlds thins, the maze appears in Labyrinth Grove. It promises adventure, but it's a siren's call. Those who enter, drawn by curiosity or bravado, find more than they bargained for. Many never return." The fire crackled, sending a flurry of sparks into the air. The friends exchanged uneasy glances, the weight of her words pressing down on them. The wind seemed to have grown colder, the sounds of the forest more pronounced. In the heavy silence, Leo, always one for challenges, his grin undaunted, said, "Sounds like the perfect Halloween dare." Jack rolled his eyes. "Leo, not everything needs to be a challenge." Mia, her voice quivering, added, "Mrs. Donovan, why would you share such a tale with us?" The old woman leaned in, the firelight reflecting in her intense gaze. "Consider it a warning, child." Clara, intrigued but wary, questioned, "Have you ever seen it?" Mrs. Donovan sighed, her eyes distant. "I have, but that's a story for another time." She began to retreat into the fog, her form slowly merging with the mist, but her voice lingered, "If you value your souls, stay away." As the last trace of her vanished, Leo, in an attempt to break the tension, declared, "Well, what do you say? Do we have a Halloween plan?" Clara and Mia hesitated, glancing at each other. Jack's practicality battled with his curiosity. But it was the allure of the unknown, the thrill of the story, that made them all silently agree. That night, as the embers of the campfire died down, they were left with the chilling stories, the haunting warning, and the inescapable pull of the candlelit maze. The horizon had begun to darken as the friends approached the entrance of the candlelit maze. Moonlight revealed towering trees that stood like ancient sentinels, their limbs outstretched as if in warning. The entrance was marked by a foreboding gate of twisted roots and sharp thorns that seemed to pulse with a life of its own. The quartet exchanged nervous glances. This wasn't a tale spun around a campfire anymore. Before them lay the embodiment of every legend they'd heard. Jack clicked on his flashlight, the beam cutting through the evening mist. "Are we sure about this?" Leo, ever the daredevil, smirked. "Scared, Jack." Jack snorted. "Just being sensible." Mia and Clara took a moment to marvel at the hundreds, if not thousands, of candles that lined the maze. They emanated a soft, warm glow, contradicting the chill they all felt. But what was more unsettling was the absence of wind within the maze confines. Even the trees at its border rustled with the evening breeze, but inside, the air was still, as if time itself paused. Taking a deep breath, Clara stepped forward. Together, the friends nodded in agreement and, side by side, they ventured into the maze. But no sooner had they taken their first steps than they noticed the unsettling reality. The entrance they'd just passed through had disappeared, replaced by an ever-extending pathway. The walls of the maze shifted subtly, like the heartbeat of some great beast. Mia's voice trembled. "The paths, they're moving." Leo tried to lighten the mood, his chuckle forced. guess there's no turning back now. Suddenly, Clara's flashlight flickered and died, followed shortly by the others. Panic surged. They found themselves bathed only in the delicate glow of the countless candles that seemed to stretch infinitely. Mia's voice was sharp, filled with accusation. Leo, this was your idea. We shouldn't have come. Leo retorted defensively. How was I supposed to know this would happen? Jack was on board too. Jack shot back. Don't drag me into your mess. Their bickering escalated, the sound echoing off the maze walls. But amidst the arguments, a soft, haunting sound emerged, whispers, gentle yet numerous, carrying the weight of countless souls, followed by a distant, eerie laughter that seemed to come from everywhere yet nowhere. Suddenly, Mia's face paled, her voice barely above a whisper. Do you see that? The group turned to where Mia pointed. A shadowy figure stood a few yards away, almost blending with the darkness, but for its chillingly familiar silhouette. It was him, the tormentor of Mia's childhood, the bully she'd never confronted. But before anyone could react, the figure beckoned, and Mia, as if entranced, began to follow it, drawn deeper into the labyrinth. The friends called out, reaching for her, but the ever-shifting maze seemed to swallow her whole. Left in the dim candlelight, the weight of their situation pressed heavily on them. They were truly lost, with an unknown peril lurking just beyond sight. The silence within the maze was almost suffocating. Jack shouted Mia's name, his voice echoing eerily through the winding paths, but each call seemed to be swallowed by the very walls themselves. It was as if the maze was alive, reacting and responding to their deepest fears. We can't just stand here, Leo stated, his usual bravado only slightly cracked. We should split up. We'll cover more ground that way and find Mia quicker. Clara hesitated. Are you sure that's wise? What if we get lost or... Or what? Leo interrupted. Or face whatever is in here, Jack concluded, the realization hitting him. But time was of the essence. Making the difficult decision, they separated, promising to regroup at the location where they had last seen Mia. As Jack ventured deeper, the flickering candlelight cast monstrous shadows. It wasn't long before he stumbled upon a distorted version of himself. This reflection had a sinister glint in its eyes and bore scars that vividly brought back memories of a long-forgotten incident, a moment from his youth where his recklessness had resulted in a close friend's injury. This twisted doppelganger wore the pain and anger Jack had suppressed for so long, making it all the more terrifying. Meanwhile, Leo, who'd always laughed off fears as mere child's play, felt the ground beneath him quiver. Emerging from the shadows was a spider, but not just any spider. This was a monster, its legs stretching out menacingly, its eyes shining with malevolence. For all his boldness, few knew of Leo's deep-seated arachnophobia. The colossal spider seemed to embody every nightmare he'd ever had, each of its movements amplifying his terror. Clara, on the other hand, found herself in the most disorienting part of the maze. The walls seemed to be made of mirrors, each reflecting her image. But one reflection stood out, a grotesque doppelganger that mimicked her every step, its smile widening unnaturally as Clara's anxiety grew. It was like facing a malevolent twin, a manifestation of self-doubt and inner turmoil. The monsters of the maze were not merely of flesh and bone. They were forged from memories, regrets, and suppressed fears. Through sheer determination, Jack managed to flee from his monstrous self, leaving behind the guilt he'd held onto for so long. Leo, summoning every ounce of courage, faced the giant spider, confronting a fear he had long denied. Clara, realizing the power of self-acceptance, turned away from her distorted reflection, refusing to let it control her any longer. One by one, they escaped their personal nightmares, their paths miraculously converging once again. The relief of finding each other was short-lived, as the haunting reality settled in. Mia was still lost within the confines of the candlelit maze, and the night was far from over. The core of the candlelit maze was an awe-inspiring sight. A vast clearing emerged, dominated by a solitary, towering candle. Its flame danced, casting both warmth and eerie, elongated shadows across the ground. But what captivated the friends wasn't the candle, it was the familiar figure dancing around it. Mia moved with a grace they had never seen before, her silhouette a fleeting wisp, mesmerizing and otherworldly. Her eyes had a glazed look, and she seemed completely detached from the world around her. My Mia, Clara called out hesitantly, reaching a hand towards her friend. With a touch, Mia seemed to snap back to reality. She stopped her dance, the trance broken, but her once vibrant eyes were now cold, devoid of the warmth they used to hold. Mia, it's us, Jack said, trying to bring back the friend they once knew. She blinked, recognition slowly dawning. Jack, Clara, Leo. Her voice was a whisper carrying a weight of sorrow and knowledge. We've been looking for you, Leo exclaimed, relief evident in his voice. Are you okay? What happened? Mia hesitated, choosing her words carefully. I faced him, she began, her voice barely above a whisper. My bully. He was here, just as terrifying as I remembered. But I confronted him. I confronted my past. The friends exchanged glances, relief washing over them. But Mia wasn't finished. While confronting my fears, I met an entity, a guardian of the maze. It shared with me its secrets, she continued, her gaze distant as she recollected the chilling revelation. To escape the candlelit maze, one of us must willingly give in to their darkest fear, becoming a permanent fixture of this twisted realm. Stunned silence followed Mia's revelation. Each friend's mind raced, contemplating the weight of such a decision. The bond they shared was strong, but was it strong enough to sacrifice for another? Their contemplation was shattered by a change in the atmosphere. The whispers, which had faded into the background, grew in intensity. From the shadowy corners of the clearing, grotesque figures began to emerge. They were twisted and malevolent, remnants of the maze's past victims, forever bound to its confines. The friends, their backs to the towering candle, formed a protective circle, the realization setting in that their trials were far from over. The deeper they ventured into the candlelit maze, the more alien and menacing their surroundings became. The once clearly defined walls, previously of stone and ivy, began to change. They turned soft and moist, each footstep echoing with an unnerving squelch. The walls pulsed, giving off a warmth that felt uncannily like the rhythm of a heartbeat. As they moved, the already fragile trust binding the group was stretched to its limits. The maze was a master of manipulation, playing on their fears and insecurities, pushing them toward the edge. Leo, with his heart pounding and adrenaline surging, attempted to lead the way, desperate to shake off his earlier brush with fear. But the maze was smarter. A path, seemingly clear, shifted suddenly, walls closing in and separating Leo from the group. Alone, he soon found himself face to face with his most significant terror, the monstrous spider. Its eyes bore into his very soul, webbing him into its dark, sinister embrace. Clara's experience was equally harrowing. Just when she believed she had escaped her mirrored nemesis, her grotesque reflection returned. This doppelganger was more aggressive, its intent clear. It sought to overtake Clara, to become her, merging their identities into one. Every step Clara took, the doppelganger mirrored, its fingers stretching out, attempting to bond with its original. Jack's journey was a mental battleground. The shadowy guilt monster played on his most profound regrets. It whispered sinisterly, recounting the incident over and over, driving Jack further into despair. Each twist and turn of the maze seemed to loop him back to confront this monstrous self, pushing him precariously close to the brink of insanity. The most shocking revelation, however, came from Mia. As they trudged on, Jack and Clara, wearied and mentally drained, began to notice Mia's increasingly detached demeanor. As if in a trance, she led them with a confidence that felt out of place, given their surroundings. It was in a particularly confined section, where the pulsating walls seemed almost suffocating, that her true intentions became clear. Turning to face her friends, the familiar warmth in her eyes was gone, replaced with an icy void. I've chosen my path, she whispered, her voice devoid of emotion. Before Clara or Jack could react, the maze shifted once again. Walls converged, entrapping them. Mia's form dissolved into the maze, leaving her erstwhile friends trapped and betrayed. Inside the heart of the maze, the atmosphere was almost reverent. The vast cavern hummed with an energy that was both seductive and terrifying. At its center stood a massive, towering candle, its flame casting eerie shadows on the walls. But the most unsettling feature was the pool of wax at the candle's base. A liquid shimmered and writhed, showing fleeting images of faces twisted in horror and despair. Among those countless souls trapped for eternity, Jack and Leo caught a fleeting glimpse of a familiar elderly face, Mrs. Donovan. Mia stood adjacent to the towering flame, her silhouette dancing with its shadow. Her once vibrant eyes were now lifeless, consumed by the maze's will. The maze hungers, she whispered, her voice echoing hauntingly. It needs more, always more. The truth of her words became clear as she slowly advanced towards her friends, intent on offering one of them to the insatiable maze. Join us, she intoned, reaching out her hand, which had started to drip with the same wax from the pool. But Clara, having come to terms with her own fear and the entity it birthed, made a bold choice. She faced her doppelganger, not with resistance, but acceptance. Closing her eyes, she stepped forward and merged with her twin. The maze, expecting submission, was unprepared for Clara's defiant act. Drawing from the power of her doppelganger, she radiated an energy that pushed back against the cavern's oppressive atmosphere. Clara and Mia clashed, the cavern echoing their every move. In the final moments of their confrontation, Clara, with tears streaming down her face, used her newfound strength to force Mia towards the wax pool. The cavern echoed Mia's final, chilling scream as she became one with the pool. The ground trembled, and the walls of the maze began to fall apart. Jack and Leo, overwhelmed by the events but driven by a primal urge to survive, raced through the disintegrating maze. They emerged just as the first rays of dawn pierced the labyrinth grove. The aftermath was surreal. The grove, once home to the nightmarish maze, now lay serene and untouched, bathed in the soft morning light. But Jack and Leo knew the truth. Every Halloween, a new candle would light up, a beacon for another unsuspecting soul. And as they left the grove, they made a silent pact to never speak of this night and to never return to Labyrinth Grove again. And so, another tale reaches its haunting conclusion. Sleep might elude you tonight, dear listeners, as the echoes of our scary stories linger in your mind. Until next time, keep your candles lit and never stray too far from the path. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.